That's for a radio station in Nuremberg and for a radio network. So this was your first feature movie. So how did you get involved with the story? Did you just come to an audition and say, okay, I can play a guitar and sing a little bit? And
yeah, I mean, it was actually, it was the first audition I actually did at all, actually. And my agency had found me a couple of months before in Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I was doing a play there. They immediately said, because I told them I could play the guitar and I could sing, and they immediately said, oh, you seem really ripe for this part. We'll send you along to it. I was extremely nervous. You know, I didn't know what to expect from an audition, let alone one where I had to do acting, improvisation, then the song after. That's kind of how I got into the whole project. I mean, they liked me in the end, which is a great sign, and people seem to have liked the film so far. So,
but you already knew how to play a Radiohead song?
Yeah, there's a funny story which I was saying earlier. My agents told me to prepare a Radiohead song. I love Radiohead, one of my favorite bands, and I was kind of thinking about which one to do. It turns out, I picked Creep in the end, which is my favorite Radiohead song. I got there and they said, oh, so you've prepared Creep. And I was like, I mean, how did you know I picked that one? And it turns out that they wanted everyone to prepare Creep. And yeah, my agents didn't tell me. So I was really lucky that I managed to pick that one in the end. We did a really, I prepared quite a cool sort of acoustic version of it, really stripped down, and they really liked that. And I think that's kind of what got me the role in the end.
So, and then you get the script, and you write. What did you like about your character? Because I'm sure he's very different from your real life, but you should be able to identify with the character.
Yeah, I think one thing that the casting, in the casting process, which they said, what was one of the reasons why they cast me, is they could see that I was natural playing Tom, and there maybe was some overlapping things. I'd say I'm different to him in a lot of ways, but I identify with his passion for music, because a lot of people, I think, might on the surface before they see the film think, oh, he's just a conventional kind of nerdy character, but just from reading the script, it was so evident so soon in the script that he wasn't just this linear conventional nerd. You know, he was socially awkward and shy and lonely at sometimes, but he's also incredibly funny. He's got this wicked sense of humor. He's mysterious. He's very loving and trusting. And that was really kind of what drew me to him, to be honest. He's an extremely complex character, and I feel really blessed in a way that I got to play someone so interesting as my first part.
So how much time did you need to prepare for him to be him?
I mean, the whole process was actually really, really quick. Just after getting the part, I think a couple of weeks later, we actually started shooting it. So, for me, the main preparation was going to be, because we had to go into the studio before to record some of the songs to listen to for playback. So there was some of that. I mean, people ask me, if I did anything physical or anything to prepare for it. The fact is, I just ate crappy food and didn't work out at all, which is fine with me. So I just chilled out, you know, no working out. But I really just wanted to kind of get a feel for his character as well. So I watched a few films which I thought maybe I could draw some things from. I mean, one of them, which people often compare, is About a Boy with Nicholas Holt. And I wanted to kind of, maybe draw a few aspects from that. But the preparation was also kind of ongoing throughout while we were shooting, because even while we were filming, I was trying to get different ideas about who he kind of was. And I think that kind of affected how his character changed throughout the film.
I already heard it's only 18 days shooting. That sounds crazy for this movie.
Oh, so yeah. I mean, you know,
it was 15-hour days, 16-hour days, 18.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd never woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning to then go do however many hour day before. So that was a new experience to me. But yeah. I mean, it was really difficult at times, because when you don't have a massive, you know, big budget studio behind you, it's often, you know, it's hard. You've got to basically go 110 miles an hour all the time. Everyone's doing something, you know, there's a purpose. You can't waste like a second on camera. And you know what, that's completely fine. I was completely okay with that for my first film. I wanted to work hard, and there was just such a great family vibe on set that, you know, even all the hard work didn't seem so stressful in the end. So yeah, I've got to be really super thankful for that, actually, anyway.
So there's some scenes I like very much, like when he seems not to realize people around him walking in. I take the paper sheet for the band battle. Oh, some people are playing some.
He's completely, this is one of the things I love about him, it's so endearing and so funny, is he's completely in his own world, you know. It makes him seem really socially awkward, but he's just like, he's thinking of music or something, or dreaming. I mean, which is such an important part of the film, is, you know, it's like the dream for him, and trying to like achieve his goal to be a musician. And maybe you can't see that all the time, but it's working in his head, and he's got all these, you know, images of him and playing outside stadiums and whatever. So it's really, it feels so rewarding in the end when you finally see him walking down, you know, the corridor with, he's had his makeover, you know, the glasses aren't there anymore, and he's doing what he's always dreamt of doing. So yeah, I know, I think it's a really funny kind of aspect that Michael Miller, the writer, wrote in. Really, it's like a gift to kind of play as an actor, I think.
What I really liked as well is, so what you played really well is when he plays his music, he seemed to be in another world.
Yeah, I mean, which is really credit to John Williams, the director, because a lot of what we did in the animation is basically, people who might not understand the animation, it's basically supposed to be a reflection of what's going on in his mind. You know, when you see like the sky rise shot of London, the buildings sort of growing in the air and stuff like that, that's all kind of what he's thinking in his mind. I think that was an important to show the contrast of what he's dreaming of, you know, and how he's growing internally, to then the end point of the film when he's actually able to perform in front of the crowd, you know. But yeah, I mean, great use, obviously, because we didn't have a massive budget, so the animation helped, you know, instead of shooting it on a massive tall building in London, we were able to do that and save the money in that respect. But also artistically, I think it's one of people's actual favorite parts of the film, something really, really different to what they've seen. But yeah.
How was it to work with all the other actors around you? The new father figure who was blackmailed by him?
Yeah. So, you know what, Luke Perry has been in the industry for a long time, and I was completely new to the industry and to acting in general. And he was so instrumental in kind of nurturing me through the whole process and really learning about the trade. I don't think the film would have been the same without him. I mean, not just him, Lisa Dillon, who played my mum in it, Ian Virgo, who played my dad, who was horrible in the film but really, really funny in real life. Because Verity Pinto, who played Felix, my love interest, she came onto the set a week after I started shooting, and even from, I was incredibly nervous the first day and had no idea, even the time between then and then when she came on, I could finally, you know, like help her and give her, because it was her first project as well. I mean, she studied and stuff during school, but that's completely a different world to you know, actually shooting a film. We were both talking about how nervous and apprehensive we were about it, but just in that space of time, I was able to kind of help her through the process as well. So yeah, it was really cool, like I said, a really cool family vibe, and everyone kind of helped each other out no matter what job they were doing. So yeah, a great experience for me.
So I'm sure you learned a lot.
Sorry?
You learned a lot from
Yeah, for sure. The learning curve, when you're working that hard as well and everyone has to do their own part, the learning curve is so steep. I think some people who choose maybe to go down the drama school option or whatever are kind of missing out in a way, because if you can manage to get that job, nothing is more rewarding than actually being in a situation where you have to use your instincts, and it becomes a really human and raw performance, I think. Yeah, that's my opinion on it.
Did you have a chance to get your character alive and, for example, to say to John, you know, I think he would do that, or that's more my character. I like him to do that.
Yeah, I mean, right from the offset, I mean, even though I had quite a lack of experience, I had an idea of how I wanted him to seem. I mean, even like the way he walked was completely different to the way I walk in real life. I wanted him to seem kind of a bit awkward and funny in the way that he moved. I think it was important because I wasn't really like that. And you know, sometimes people play parts very similar to themselves and they can just transfer themselves into the part. And you have to play someone who really physically is that character. And you've really got to think of small, subtle ways to do things. I suppose the walking thing is, I made him very kind of hunched over the whole time. He had this kind of weird, funny way he moved. Even I always try to do something quite funny, which maybe people didn't notice, but to make him seem extra awkward, always kind of making loud noises when he's slurping his drink or he's getting up. He's like screeching the chair, just like little kind of things to because when you find if you put all these little kind of motifs in it, you really create a rounded character in the end. And I hope people kind of noticed that. I mean, certainly the people who knew me came to see it said like, oh my god, you're walking really funny in it. Have you just like changed how you walk or what? But yeah, for those who noticed it, I mean, I'm glad.
You do like to wear these glasses?
Yeah, you know what? I'm really sad I don't have the glasses anymore. I'm sure they've stored it somewhere. I asked to keep them afterwards. It was really weird after the 18 days of shooting when I didn't have something, because they didn't fit me perfectly well. So what became a character trait afterwards was actually a mistake, because I kept having to push up my glasses because they were always falling down my nose. There's this one hilarious story when we were getting ready to film and then we realized I was in the wrong costume. So I had to run back to the headquarters to change and then run back. And we are halfway through the scene and I was so hot that my glasses just steamed up completely and I couldn't see anything through my glasses. So we had to cut and rub it off again. Yeah, exactly. We had to do it a couple of times. But yeah, I'm gonna harass them to get me to give them in the end because I want those for future.
So how did you like it yesterday night?
Seriously, I mean, I said when we were doing the Q&A, it was the most amazing audience we've had, and I totally mean that 100%. They were so responsive. I think the greatest thing, especially if you do something like, I mean, it's not fully, it's a comedy drama, but when there's so much comedy in this film like there is, it's so great when you can actually hear people laughing and responding to it. And I was so surprised. And it's a credit to the audiences at the Berlinale, how great their English is. Because I was wondering, you know, some people would come, maybe they wouldn't understand it without subtitles or something. But they were the best audience we've had so far. It was a really special moment for me. I mean, I haven't had a very long career so far. I've just started, but It's certainly something I'm gonna remember for the rest of my career for sure. And it's just, I've got to say thank you, I guess, to everyone who came along and made it such a great experience for me.
Is there a scene which you liked very much to shoot it?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I really my favorite scene, which still kind of gets my heart beating, is that end scene in black and white when they're walking down. You can hear them, like, you know, when he's finally accomplished his dream and he's like a confident performer. That one kind of gets me all the time because I've always felt really, really sad and empathetic for the character, because I think he's such a like a fun loving like funny kid, and you know, he does get a hard time from like the bullies throughout, and when you see he's finally able to like accomplish that, it kind of inspires something in you, I think. That was great. I think Luke Perry was incredibly funny in it as well. The scene where where I'm hiding in his apartment and he's not letting my mum come in and see, and he's invited her to dinner, but he's saying, oh wait, I don't have any forks, I don't have any chairs, I don't have any plate. Yeah, I'll just come upstairs. That's one of my favorite ones, actually. But yeah, some great, a few great scenes, but yeah, that would have to take the prize, I think, for me.
So you're an actor now. What is your next project?
Yeah, I've got a film coming out in the summer called High Strung, which is actually kind of a dance movie, really. So kind of exploring the different realms of acting, and you know, apart from that, it's quite an exciting time for me, to be honest. I mean, I've got a few things, you know, in the pipeline I can't really talk about, but I'm just really enjoying being in such an amazing, accepting industry. I mean, most of my life, I wasn't, you know, a creative person in a sense. I mean, music's come quite late for me, acting's come quite late for me, and I'm really kind of enjoying this whole sort of process of making things which, you know, potentially could be art. So I mean, you know, keep on working, keep getting films, and hopefully create some artwork which you know, inspires people or makes, just even makes people laugh or something like that, you know. Yeah.
So thanks for the interview, and have a good time in Berlin, and a lot of success with the movie, hopefully.
Thank you, man.